Wednesday night, or Luchav Gimel Shvat. More on Tosefta Shabbos. So we're seeing things about the Chiyuv Tosefta Shabbos, being Mekabel Shabbos early. But past the safety of Mekabel Shabbos, you can't have a Mincha. Friday. We're talking about Mincha Friday, because you're Mekabel Shabbos, and that's a stira. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a stira to daven Mincha. Some poskim allow it, saying that the din in Shulchan Aruch that you can't have a mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos is after a kohl's Kabbalah Shabbos. That you see in halacha, the kohl's Kabbalah Shabbos has a bigger effect than just a yachid's. And a yachid's Kabbalah Shabbos is not necessarily a stira to mincha. That's a kula. It's what some poskim say, and certainly a person, if someone was mekabel Shabbos and didn't daven mincha, they should not daven mincha. They should daven ma'ariv twice. But the women all learn in seminary that you could say I'm mekabel Shabbos chutz mi mincha. So I don't know about that. I'm still trying to figure out what that means. But some poskim allow it. So don't say anything. If you get them to ask me, I'll tell them not to do it. Some poskim hold that the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos is mekuyim just by refraining from doing malacha. So that means really those we talked about. If you daven mincha relatively late, meaning. Like we do, you know, it's relatively late, and there's really not enough time, maybe to be Mekabel Shabbos, or people are not Mekabel Shabbos, they don't know to do it, maybe we'll start announcing it, but Lemaisa, they're refraining from doing Melacha, and according to many, according to some, that would be also Tosefta Shabbos, just they're not doing Melacha, and nobody's doing Melacha anymore, let's say, if they daven Shmoneh Esrei, they're not doing Melach anymore, so there would be a kiyum of Kabbalah Shabbos, of Tosefta Shabbos that way.